Lesson 33. Elijah uses the priesthood. Purpose: to help the children have a greater understanding of how the priesthood blesses their lives. Preparation: 1. Prayerfully study 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 32 and 33. See also 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. Ahab and Jezebel are wicked rulers. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Elijah declares a drought. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 2 through 6. Elijah is fed by ravens. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 7 through 16. Elijah is fed by a widow, and her small supplies of food multiply miraculously. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24. Elijah blesses the widow's son and brings him back to life. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Bible for each child. B. A magnet and some pieces of metal, or an inflated balloon, or a comb and some tiny pieces of paper. See the attention activity. C. Picture 6-39, Elijah being fed by the ravens. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Have the children use the magnet to attract pieces of metal, or rub an inflated balloon on clothing to make it cling to the wall or a child's shirt. Or have a child run a comb through his or her hair several times and then show how it can pick up small pieces of paper. Ask the children what caused the magnet to attract the metal, or the balloon to cling to the wall, or the comb to pick up the paper. Explain that the magnet has a kind of power called magnetism that causes the metal to be attracted to it. A power called electricity held a balloon to the wall and enabled a comb to pick up the paper. These powers cannot be seen, but we can see the effects of these powers. Tell the children that the power of God also cannot be seen, but that we can often see its effects. Explain that this lesson is about a prophet of God and his use of the greatest power on earth, the priesthood of God. Scripture account. Tell the children the account of Elijah performing miracles by the power of the priesthood using the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Show the picture at an appropriate time. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Who was Ahab? 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 29 and 30. He was one of the most wicked and powerful of the kings of northern Israel. Who was Jezebel? 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 31. Jezebel was Ahab's wife. They introduced idol worship to Israel in the form of the false god Baal and tried to do away with the worship of God. Insert Ahab, page 605, LDS Bible Dictionary. Ahab, son of Omri, and the most wicked and most powerful of the kings of northern Israel. He married Jezebel, a Sidonian princess, through whose influence the worship of Baal and Asheroth was established in Israel. See 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 32 and 33, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 2. And an attempt was made to exterminate the prophets and the worship of Jehovah. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 13. We have another instance of Jezebel's evil influence over Ahab in the story of Naboth, 1 Kings chapter 21. During Ahab's reign, the kingdom of Israel was politically strong. After a struggle with Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, in which Ahab was successful, 1 Kings chapter 20, Israel and Syria made an alliance for the purpose of opposing Assyria. We learn from Assyrian inscriptions that the united forces were defeated by Shalmaneser II, and Ahab then made an alliance with Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, against Syria, and was killed while attempting to capture Ramoth-Gilead. 1 Kings chapter 22, 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Jezebel, page 713 in the LDS Bible Dictionary. Jezebel, a Phoenician princess, daughter of Ethbaal, king of Zidonians, and wife of Ahab, king of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 31. This marriage, more than any other single event, caused the downfall of the northern kingdom, as Jezebel introduced into Israel the worst forms of Phoenician worship in place of the worship of Jehovah. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 4, 13, and 19. Also, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. Also, chapter 21, verses 5 through 25, and 2 Kings chapter 9. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 20, the name is applied figuratively to a woman or sect, causing great harm to the church in Thyatira. Also see Athaliah. Elijah was a prophet of God during the time that Ahab and Jezebel ruled over the northern kingdom of Israel. Insert Elijah, page 664 in the LDS Bible Dictionary. Elijah, Jehovah is my God, called a Tishbite, but the meaning of this name is quite uncertain, no place being known from which it could be derived. He was of the inhabitants of Gilead, the wild and beautiful hill country east of Jordan. The nature of the district and the lonely life which men lived there produced its full effect on the character of the prophet. Nothing is known of his parentage. The northern kingdom was the scene of his work at a time when, owing to the influence of Ahab and Jezebel, the people had almost entirely forsaken the worship of Jehovah and had become worshippers of the Phoenician god Baal. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 32, and chapter 18, verse 19. An account of Elijah's life is found in 1 Kings chapter 17. Also, 2 Kings chapter 2 and 2 Chronicles chapter 21. There are also the following references to him in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 16, verse 14, chapter 17, verse 3, chapter 27, verses 47 to 49. Mark chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, chapter 9, verse 4, chapter 15, verses 35 and 36. Luke chapter 4, verses 25 and 26, and chapter 9, verse 30. James chapter 5, verse 17. The deep impression Elijah made upon the life of the Israelites is indicated in the fixed belief that prevails that he will return, as spoken of in Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. The foregoing references from the New Testament show that many mistook Jesus for Elijah returned. Among the Jews, he is still an invited guest at the Passover, for whom a vacant chair is reserved and the door is opened. His recorded words are few but forceful, and his deeds are explicit evidences of his strength of will, force of character, and personal courage. He was an example of solid faith in the Lord. With his ministry are associated such colorful events as his pronouncements upon the life and death of Ahab and Jezebel, and their subsequent fulfillment, calling down fire from heaven, sealing the heavens with no rain for 3 1/2 years, blessing the widow's meal and oil, the raising a boy from the dead. His life closed dramatically. There appeared a chariot of fire, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And thus was he translated. As a result of Elijah's ministry, Baal worship was greatly reduced as a threat to Israel. At his translation, Elijah's mantle, or shawl, fell on Elisha, his successor. The term mantle of the prophet has become a phrase indicative of prophetic succession. We learn from Latter-day Revelation that Elijah held the sealing power of the Melchizedek priesthood and was the last prophet to do so before the time of Jesus Christ. He appeared on the mount in company with Moses, also translated, and conferred the keys of the priesthood on Peter, James, and John. Matthew chapter 17, verse 3. He appeared again in company with Moses and others on April the 3rd, 1836, in the Kirtland, Ohio temple, and conferred the same keys upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. All of this was in preparation for the coming of the Lord, as spoken of in Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, also the Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verses 13 through 16. As demonstrated by his miraculous deeds, the power of Elijah is the sealing power of the priesthood, by which things bound or loosed on earth are bound or loosed in heaven. Thus the keys of this power are once again operative on the earth and are used in performing all the ordinances of the gospel for the living and the dead. What did Elijah do to try to get Ahab to repent of his wickedness? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. By what power did Elijah seal the heavens so it would not rain? Explain that the drought declared by Elijah through the power of the priesthood lasted for 3.5 years. What would happen if there was no rain or moisture for 3.5 years? When the drought began, how did the Lord take care of Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 2 through 6. Whom had the Lord prepared to help Elijah after the brook dried up? 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 and 9. How does the Lord often help those in need? Explain that He often helps us through the services of other people. How might the Lord use us to help others? Explain to the children that if we are in tune with the Spirit, the Lord can direct us in what He would like us to do. How do you think the widow felt when she had only a little meal or flour and oil left to feed her family, and Elijah asked her to first make a cake for him and then for her and her son? 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. What promise did Elijah give the widow? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 14. How did the widow show her faith in the Lord and her trust in Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. How can we develop the faith in Jesus Christ to follow the words of our prophet and what we feel prompted by the Spirit to do? What happened to the widow's barrel of meal and cruse of oil during the remainder of the drought? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 16. Whom did the widow feed with this food that was miraculously supplied? See 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 15. What did Elijah do when the widow's son got sick and died? 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 19 to 22. By what power was Elijah able to bring the widow's son back to life? How do you think the widow felt when Elijah brought her son back to her? How did this miracle strengthen the widow's testimony? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. How are our testimonies strengthened through priesthood blessings? Explain that we do not gain our testimonies by witnessing miracles, but the testimonies we already have can become stronger. How has your life been blessed through the power of the priesthood? See Enrichment Activity number 1. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. On slips of paper, write several different ways, such as the following, that we can be blessed through the power of the priesthood. Blessing of babies. Baptism. Laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Sacrament. Administration to the sick. Father's blessing. Ordination to the priesthood. Being set apart for missions or other callings. Temple ordinances. Place the papers face down on the table or the floor, using either the magnet, place a paper clip on each piece of paper, or put a straight pin through each one so the magnet will work, or the comb from the attention activity. Have the children take turns picking up a paper and reading it aloud. Discuss with the children how they are blessed by each of these priesthood ordinances. Invite the children to share experiences they have had or know about as you discuss each ordinance. You may want to share experiences you have had. 2. Ask the children to name some brethren they know who hold the priesthood. Copy the following puzzle onto the chalkboard or a large piece of paper, or make a copy for each child. Have the children search for and circle the following titles in the puzzle: Bishop, Brother, Deacon, Father, Home Teacher, Missionary, Priest, Prophet, Elder, Teacher. The puzzle consists of 12 rows of letters. Row 1, C-I-U-N-D-Y-N-F-S-G-B-K. Row 2, H-O-M-E-T-E-A-C-H-E-R-P. Row 3, W-J-I-R-D-F-Q-V-S-I-O-B. Row 4, B-I-S-H-O-P-C-G-J-Y-T-E. Row 5, R, V, S, B, E, H, K, D, D, I, H, X. Row 6, K, Q, I, G, Z, O, F, A, T, H, E, R. Row 7, P, R, O, P, H, E, T, M, E, Y, R, B. Row 8, F, L, N, E, M, A, W, R, A, P, Z, L. Row 9, D, E, A, C, O, N, E, G, C, L, T, A. Row 10, C, I, R, S, U, D, H, O, H, A, U, W. Row 11, Q, A, Y, N, L, P, R, I, E, S, T, K. Row 12, T, J, Z, E, V, H, M, O, R, X, C, P. Discuss with the children how each of these people could or does use the priesthood to bless their lives. 3. Tell the following story. Before Elder Hugh B. Brown became a member of the First Presidency of the Church, he served in England as an officer in the Canadian Army. Because he was an officer of the King, he had great power. Men stood at attention before him and called him Sir. They often asked favors of him. One day, Brother Brown received a message that he was wanted in the hospital. He first thought that a soldier wanted help from him as an army officer. When he got to the hospital, he felt proud that the doctors and nurses treated him with such respect. Then someone directed him to a little room where a sick young man lay. Brother Brown remembered that he had once been that young man's Sunday school teacher. Brother Brown said to the young man, "Would you use your authority in my behalf? The doctors say I cannot live. Will you give me a blessing?" Brother Brown said that his uniform seemed to melt away, and all the pride that he felt in wearing the uniform of the King disappeared. He laid his hands upon the boy's head and gave him a blessing. The help that the boy needed was not from any authority of an officer in the King's army, but from the authority of the priesthood. Brother Brown said, "I went into that hospital a proud British officer, and I came out a humble Mormon elder. Ever since then, I have earnestly tried to remember that there is a power and authority given to man, not from the King or the President, but from the King of Kings." Adapted from Hugh B. Brown, Be What You Will to Be. Brigham Young University Speeches of the Year, 14th of February, 1967, pages 8 and 9. 4. Review the fifth article of faith with the children. Discuss how we are blessed by having leaders and family members who hold or are called by the priesthood. 5. Sing or read the words to The Priesthood is Restored, Children's Songbook, page 89, or A Young Man Prepared, Children's Songbook, page 166. Conclusion. Testimony. You may want to testify to the children that the priesthood of God is the greatest power on earth, and that it can bless their lives in many ways. You may want to share an experience when the priesthood has blessed your life. Encourage the boys in your class to prepare to receive the Aaronic priesthood. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Kings chapter 17 at home as a review of the lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 33, Elijah uses the priesthood.